Soundproof podcast.
Tonight, part two of a radio doubleheader hallucination. I'm Miyuki Okuranta. This is Soundproof, RN's playpen for the sonically curious. And for the second week running, we're simulcast on Double J. Hello, Double J listeners.
Hello!
Last week, we brought Russell Guy's 1978 cult radio classic, What's Rangoon to You is Grafton to Me, back to the airwaves. And tonight, one Rangoon devotee brings us his homage.
But it's only now after working on this thing that I really understand what it is. And that's this. With the help from his colleagues, Russell Guy was a young man reflecting the world and expressing himself. And 37 years later, that's all I'm trying to do too.
That's Mike Williams, Grand Poobah of the What's Rangoon to You is Grafton to Me Appreciation Society. But before we buckle in and ride shotgun on Mike's adventures, if you didn't catch last week's program, stop what you're doing, hop online and head back to Rangoon. Not only is it a seminal radio work that inspired generations of Australian makers, but it's a road trip and a head trip where Rangoon is a state of mind, and a state we'll be searching for over the next hour.
The guide to Sirius, Rangoon to Grafton. From one side of your face to the other.
37 years after the original broadcast, Double J's Mike Williams gets back in the car in search of Rangoon. Mike's obsession extends beyond the 100-plus times he's listened to the original program, to the point where he was driven to find out for himself if the surreal grit and wonder of Rangoon still exists. In the words of Russell Guy, there are a lot of answers to question. Mike himself admits to almost going mad creating what you're about to hear. Before we start, a warning, there is strong language throughout the next hour. This is A Kangaroo Has Three Ears. And don't worry, no ruse were injured in the making of this radio feature.
On the page, now I can't get off. I'm gherkin on glass, sliding slowly and in the wrong direction.
Sitting in my car, I'm sitting in my car, and all year I've been telling people I'm doing this trip, blah 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 blah, and now the day is here and I'm scared. And I've been putting off going all day. It's now 2 o'clock in the afternoon, the day after I was meant to leave.
I knew exactly where and when I was. That was the problem. I was already on the highway, and I had been for some time.
The car's packed. Everything's here. Got the microphone on. Sitting in the seat, my seatbelt is buckled. All I need to do is turn the car on, reverse out of the driveway, and I'm on a trip.
If you want to see the best view of Sydney, head north on the Pacific, doing 113, then look in the rearview mirror. Accustomed to the radar scar, we'll walk to the edge, then take one step back. I'm not here to break anything. Just pretend I'm bending something.
Faulty tail light would do the trick.
Skivvy strangled. It wouldn't have been that bad if it wasn't for the latte heart palpitations in 5-4. I ate Frango like the best of them, but I never called the Inner West home.
Your dial is tuned to Stark on the Australian Broadcasting Corporation.
right, I'm going to do it. Let's do it.
31. Sam needs to get
faster. Here we go. Car's in reverse.
The car was hybrid. It ran half battery, half on annoying friends at parties. I thought if I kept driving, I'd find a way. Off the radio, off the glass, off the page.
I've got this terrible feeling I've forgotten something. Forgotten my sunglasses. I gotta go and get the sunglasses. Oh, man.
The almighty kaleidoscope had spun.
I'll be back.
And in this parallel world, they played radio on the TV. I'd replaced the widescreen for a windshield. It was higher definition, but harder to define.
All right, I actually can't find my glasses or sunglasses, and I can't tell you how annoying this is. All right, I just found them. They're in the bottom of my main bag. This is going to be a long trip.
I was confident this would be the adventure of my lifetime. What could possibly go wrong? As the sun set on Newcastle, I put my ear to my foot and my foot to the ground.
Here we're going.
Away.
Here we go.
Better latte than ever. Temperatures between 6 degrees
and 16
semi-philosophical adventure stories.
Your dial is tuned to Start on the Australian Broadcasting Corporation.
This is the Last Bird program.
Exit coming up, then straight on at the roundabout. Exit coming up.
Keep talking, but you just don't get it. I'm not taking the exit. I'm not doing it.
Exit coming up. Exit coming up.
Shut up. I don't even know where you're going. Huh? Who are you? Answer my question. No, I'm doing it. You win. You happy now?
Somewhere between Woy Woy and Mooney Mooney, it seemed appropriate to throw Tom Tom overboard. I'll only tell you once, naming yourself twice is arrogant. Repetition should only ever be used for, and preferably with, effect. There are many devices, both physical and metaphorical, designed to keep you on the track, winding back. My mission was to get as far as I could, then dismantle them all. I had to go back to go forward. Luckily, for this brief period, I had the luxury of not needing to know my place within the universe, plus or minus 8 meters.
Just been standing here doing my business, and I've just looked up. There's a kangaroo about 15, maybe 20 metres in front of me. I can see it through the bushes, just standing there with its back to me. This is pretty cool. Of all the places to stop on the highway, I've just happened to pull over at a spot where a kangaroo was loitering. I don't know, you can probably hear how close I am to the highway. Oh, he's moved. Oh, I'm about 20 metres away. Just turned around and see me. My granddad used to tell me this story that kangaroos had 3 years. He was convinced that kangaroos had a third ear on their right foot. He used to say, oh, do you want me to go out onto the highway and find one that's been hit by a car and bring it back in the boot for you and do I have to show you?
In times of great stress, we revert to our natural instinct.
Oh, what do you do?
Well, I'm heading over to the glass.
My compulsion to prove my existence had never been stronger.
For the smash repairs.
I put the mask on.
And how have you been?
Oh, I've been really well. I've been struggling with some mental health issues, but that's currently being treated, and it's really soothed the savage beast in me, and I quit smoking, and I've just...
All right, now you've told me that you've quit smoking today. Is that true?
Yes.
Now, you hesitated there. I noticed you got...
As you sat there, I've just got just about to throw it out, and I've talked about it a lot. I've actually put a lot of packets in the bin, and I've found it harder to...
All right, how many smokes you got left? Can I have a look? How many of these you smoked?
I have to get rid of it.
Can we take it?
Yes, please.
I'll take it. Can you describe that?
No,
I'm not going to smoke them. I'm not going to smoke, I promise. How are you going to make sure that this is the last time you smoke? The last time. You can hear the matches in there. Old school with the matches.
I just know that it's like the cliff edge turner. I guess I could make a vow or a contract with myself, but I don't believe I'll do that.
This is it, mate. You just gave me the cigarettes. This is it. There's no, oh, I don't actually believe I'm going to quit. No, this is it.
Actually, if I think about it, my name's David and I'm quitting smoking and I'm not going to do it again because I want to protect my
No matter how fast I drive, they never meet. And maybe then I'll know. I'm an edge cliff turner. I will wrestle the ripple. What kind of fool? Absolve the AMCO. It's liftoff time. The program's in the box.
It's not just the height of this old growth flooded gum.
Old growth flooded gum, which makes it special. It's also the age of the tree and the hollows it contains, which combine to make it of special value to wildlife. As you look up at the tree, you can spot the hollowed out branches up in the crown. These provide vital nesting and roosting sites for both native birds and tree-dwelling marsupials. Over the many decades the hollows took to form, the tree gradually evolved into nature's form of high-rise accommodation. And there, hollows in this tree, animals can dine out in the insects, flowers, and... Flooded gum. Mile Lakes National Park.
Atmos track highest. Atmos track highest tree, tallest tree in New South Wales.
The tallest tree in New South Wales would have been great. If it existed. We'd just lost state of origin, and it had been sacrificed as part of the loss. It was fried to order. The ashes had to come from somewhere.
We'll be right back.
I was too young for the old school and a dropout of the new school. So I dropped in on the new way, post-digital. I was all talk, all game, all volume. But there was no volume needed for the sparks I wanted. If you knew the emotional box trailer I was towing, you'd give me a break. Similar to the Australian Bakers Union conspiracy to sanction black and white Meenish tarts, it didn't make sense. If I could cut myself out, I would, but the lines weren't marked and my samurai sword was blunt. Rangoon? I couldn't crawl goon, and believe me, I was trying.
I forgot if I locked the car. I'm standing on the edge.
Not really.
Windy. On the edge of a lookout. It's very windy. It's too windy. I've got my back to the wind to try and cut that, some of that out. I'm looking for whales. I want to eat it. Cook it for blubber. What the fuck am I talking about? Whoa, that's a big wave crashing up there. This mic does not like the wind. When will this thing emerge?
If nothing would rise, I'd have to sink. I'd successfully worn the veil of professionalism for some time now.
Finally, I got some interesting scene, like a lookout. And it's too fucking windy.
Some parts more threadbare than others.
And I can't go a little bit further to where these people are to ask them. I don't even know what I'm going to ask them. But I can't go any further because it's just over a little ridge and they won't be able to see the car. Because I think I forgot to lock the car. So I can't talk to these people about shit anyway, these kids anyway.
I'd convinced myself everyone was enlightened. The fact remained, too many experts, not enough deserts. I was dodging the all-knowing the same way I avoided marshmallows. They got caught in my throat.
Standing here waiting for an epiphany. But I can't see it yet. Somewhere in a rock pool, in the middle of where the hell am I? Little harbour.
I'd successfully worn the veil of professionalism for some time. Occasionally I stuck my head out to breathe.
Find the punk ethos in radio storytelling. Reflect culture and politics.
This time I'd knowingly entered a Hearts of Darkness spiral. Nothing but the sound of purpose rang true.
Well, I don't think that's going to happen.
The porpoises unknown. I didn't know if that was good or bad. I didn't even know what I was looking for.
Radio.
The wheels were spinning, but the car wasn't moving.
Radio.
I'd learnt the hard way that vulnerability is liability.
Radio.
The night air had evaporated into thin air.
Breathe it out.
Of course, it always existed in the ether. It was simply a matter of frequency. Was the dog on the tucker box, sitting patiently. But wrong highway and that wave had crashed. It was time to get off the beach in more ways than one.
Take me!
What happened next shouldn't have been a surprise.
Many strange, disturbing, and weird incidents.
sliding and tempestuous, to the left and the right, and a field of echidnas in between. I was engulfed, trapped. It was the radio. I was the radio.
Son las 8 de la tarde y 7 minutos.
Getting off the beach proved harder than I'd expected. I ended up just adding it and any responsibility to the list of things I wanted to escape from.
Hey now, you better listen to me, every one of you. We've got a lot of work to do.
But I won't just the same. I'm so lonely.
Forget about your women.
We freestyling tonight. It's the highway freestyle, just me and that in the car.
My luck was running out faster than a mighty duck with no puck. Fuck, I'd forgotten the sequel is never as good as the original.
Sing it up. I just had a coffee. I just had a coffee.
I sat down to think about this over an ice cream.
Don't care about volume.
I had the Magnum. Now I just had to figure out the opus.
I said, can I get a little bit more gain on the microphone? Yeah! Woo!
Decision to make. 98 octane or a local dinner party at the Forster Bowling Club, the dress code of which was less cocktail, more bottomless soft drink. On the off chance it included the young at heart, the kids eat free sign was enough to power me through.
Jack, are you seeing it all?
No, that's all right. Oh, yes, that'd be great.
Yeah. Yeah.
I recognised the establishment as a typical smorgasbord of distractions. A place you walk in and roll out. I piled my plate with a range of traditional Australian food. Pizza, prawn crackers, roast lamb, hot chips and teriyaki beef. The correlation between my plate and loneliness was exactly one belt hole. Luckily, I had a range of bird to chew on, to both misdirect and fill the emotional void. Cockatoo, magpie, and a currawong would go down well, I thought. Too many experts and not enough desserts. Leftover stomach space was obviously conserved for chocolate mousse. Too many experts, not enough sprinkles.
Oh,
I walked, but only for Foley's sake. Footsteps were a staple, and Office Works was shut.
Foley, Jack. Don't get many of those.
Oh, I feel like I...
Let's go see a movie.
The pictures on the inside of my eyelids weren't showing tonight, so I'd have to make up my own.
Here we go. What's going on here? Is that for me? Yep, I'm pulling over. Oh, he's just getting out of his car. Stern walk or no wind down the window or what? What's going on here? He's gonna tap on the glass and do that. Yep.
Evening, sir.
G'day, mate, how are you going?
Get your license out, please. Switch the car off, okay?
Can do that. Is everything all right?
Yeah, I just need your license.
Yeah.
You put your hazards on?
Yep, I can.
Alright, where have you come from tonight?
Sorry, what was that?
Where have you come from tonight?
From, I think it was from just before Grafton, maybe?
Right. Like, driving the whole time?
Yeah, I'm going to pull over, obviously, every 2 hours to stop, but.
Alright.
Not too far.
Your right tail light's out.
Really?
So, were you aware of that?
No, I had no idea.
Alright, well, it's
out. I had no idea it's out. Right or left? Because I replaced the left not long ago.
No, it's the right one. We've been following you since the last turn off, so...
Yep. Okay.
That's one thing. Just leave this with me. I'll look at your license and come back.
All right. No worries. I'll wait.
Hey there. Just keep the hat.
You want to wait here? Okay? Yep. No worries. Bloody hell.
Some of my best friends are cops, which is why I won't hesitate in describing this guy as an absolute prick. One thing I'd learned from my days in the force.
It's that Greedo shot first.
Hey, mate. Look, thank you for that. I just want to let you know that I have absolutely no idea that the taillight was out. Mm. Also, I should let you know I work for the ABC. What I'm doing right now is a kind of document. It's more of a feature,
yeah,
actually,
but listen,
radio feature.
Hold on, mate. Just wait. Look, I don't care whether you're Ray Martin, okay? That doesn't bother me.
Oh, he's more of TV. I'm more radio.
Just please.
Yep.
Please, just let me speak, okay? Your taillight's out on the right side.
Yep.
Okay, it's a $250 fine and 2 demerit points. You got to pay that within 30 days or you can go to court, but I wouldn't be going to court for something that this is black and white. So you just don't go to court, okay?
You're going to take 2 credit points off me for a taillight?
Well, I'm not, mate. The RMS sets the fines. That's how it works, mate. It's not up for dispute.
But you don't have to give it, surely, mate. I'm telling you, I had no idea.
You can't drive it. Now, what's going to happen from here, and this is very clear, okay? I'm going to pull out. You're going to follow me to the next intersection, which is Nambucca Heads.
Yeah.
And you're going to wait till the morning you can get it fixed.
As I said, this is an ABC project I'm working on right now.
Listen.
Yeah, no, I get that.
You've got a clean license.
You're just doing your job. You're just doing your job.
So that's... You're going to follow me. I'm going to come out.
Yeah. No, that's fine. That's fine.
Now, what's this in your hand? How long have you had that for?
That's nothing. Well, this is my... It's my record. As I said, I was part of the ABC.
Keep it here. Switch it off.
Yep.
Turn your radio off.
This program is no longer about birds. Please turn your radio off. This program is no longer about birds. Please turn your radio off. I was angry, and not because I'd been fined. I just had a fight with a biscuit-freak truckie about the singular of jats. Turns out I was wrong. A jat is not a thing. Gift quite like time, Greenwich Mean or otherwise. But even when your barrel is full and the clock isn't being watched, sometimes you just don't feel like stopping. Lying helps to quench the fear of missing out.
I'll be back one day.
Deep within, you know there are only so many chances to stop by the macadamia kingdom. Probably best not to worry. The Queen is a nut. The almond monarch is planning a drone attack, and the pistachio dynasty just couldn't crack it.
Right near me.
Baby snakes.
Maybe I think they can probably hear me. Pink and wet. I'll take all I can get. Baby.
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 It was past midnight now and crunch time. Big time or so I thought. My high beams and John Denver were all I had to keep me company. I was somewhere between Grafton and the edge of the universe.
Nowhere near Rangoon.
To check the microchip in my head had not been turned on yet, I like to turn my headlights off for a split second. Nothing clears the mind like travelling 113 into the abyss. John loved it too. As I approached a stretch, I decided I'd test how much of the deep I could excavate. All I had were my ears, and my touch, and my innate instinct for sticking to the narrow path of unoriginality. Shut. I could see clearly for the first time, out of my head, for now at least. Pauline Hanson choked on a dumpling. The Cronulla Sharks premiership curse was lifted, and Mother Teresa whispered in my ear,
"There ain't no party like an S Club party."
Whether she'd show me how or not was another question. Everything was right in the world. As someone who values impartiality, I realised how inappropriate I'd just been. So to make things right, I imagined a balanced range of politicians choking. When I flicked the lights back on, it hit me. A mirage, a brain massage. I was driving in the opposite direction, closer to Brisbane, but further from Rangoon. There was no point trying to calibrate it all now. I had a worldlier problem to deal with. I had been trained in the art of the upsell from a woman who spoke four languages. So when the girl at the counter spoke Romulan, I knew where this was going. Can I get you anything else? Coffee? A camel? Coffee was the obvious choice, but a camel would have been interesting. I split the difference and took the coffee with two humps.
A man just walked up to the entrance to go underneath the rock, and he stood at the entrance and the doors open, and he looked in for a moment. He turned around and walked away. Sums it up pretty much.
Courtney Barnett was right. The odds of the next town having a salad roll were slim to caramel bun. Nothing exciting ever happens at a service station. They're a necessity in life, like pretending to like your grandma's rhubarb pie, making sparkler bombs, and riding naked near the guards compartment with a blue light. I'd lived most of my life one service station to the next. E stands for empty, but that's where I belonged.
E stands for enough. That's all I really needed.
Enough to keep moving, not enough to know how short of a full tank I really was. Nothing exciting ever happens at a service station.
All right. Just got to a bit of a truck stop here. I'm going to walk in and try something, see how this goes.
All right, everybody, be cool. This is a magic trick. Whoa. Hey. How you doing?
Good, how are you today?
Mike.
Nice to meet you.
Do you want to see a magic trick?
I love to see a magic trick.
Great, all right. Can you hold this for me?
Yeah, sure.
Hold this. That's
the one. Misdirection is the name of my game.
Normal deck of cards, okay? You can get it from any standard magic shop. Okay, now. Normal deck of cards. Take a card for me, any card you like. Have a look at the card. Don't show me the card. Don't forget the card, yeah?
Yeah.
Remember it? I'm going to take the card and pop it right in the middle somewhere, right? Okay? Right in the middle, and I'll square it up.
In the same way, sound is half the picture.
A jellyfish is only half the answer.
Cut the deck, all right? And shuffle the cards. And then shuffle them again.
I pulled top hats out of my thimble and race cars out of my gumshoe.
That was the card, four of diamonds.
Not this one.
No?
No.
Sure it wasn't that card?
100% sure.
All right, I'm going to put that there. Mm-hmm. All right, let me have another look. Okay, give me another chance.
Yeah.
Okay, let's have another look. Six of diamonds.
I like to kid I knew what I was doing.
It was the six of diamonds, wasn't it?
No.
What?
No.
All right, just stick with me, because normally it doesn't... 8 o'clock.
Not...
All right, what about the...
But the person I love best to fool was myself.
Eight of spades. Was it the eight of spades?
My goodness. No, I think... You've maybe forgotten the trick of the game.
Sure. Are you sure I didn't have it in the first go?
Not this.
Just double check it for me, because I thought I had the.
Oh, yes, this is the one.
That's the one.
Excellent. I know you've been playing with me before.
You knew?
Yes.
It was beginning to dawn on me. To find Rangoon, I'd have to lose my mind.
It's very nice to see you.
Good to see you too, mate.
It's a beautiful change.
I'm going to buy some chocolate milk, and then I'm going to get out of here.
It was beginning to dawn on me. To find Rangoon, I'd have to lose my mind.
No, that is.
Surely excess of some kind or another would reveal another dimension.
Saving factors.
Most of my work is inspired by the facts under beer bottle lids.
I was prepared to take all the risks I could to make it work. I'll live once, but I might die doing it.
Yeah, on the highway. And I'm smoking a cigarette. It's great.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, I just realised that I forgot my Ventolin on this trip.
I don't understand why he's smoking all the time.
Pretty disgusting.
But this is just stupid.
I don't know, man. I'm just trying.
Really recommend nicotine. That's
worth, trying.
No, if you're,
my phone's ringing out just so you know.
Well, you can go harder, but there's a few washed up folk that we both know that have been down there. So I don't know if that's a good idea. I think you're 40 years too late.
Oh, man.
What are you listening to while you're out there?
Just the radio, man.
Old habits die hard. No ticket, no concession card. Surely luck would go my way tonight.
Let's have a slap, eh? Play 15 lines.
Fantastic.
It's 100 something, 100 cents. Let's gamble
Let's
it.
Let's go riddle black, riddle black, riddle black.
I lost it. All right, I've got to gamble that.
Lost a game.
Come on.
This is very good.
Running out of credits here.
Seriously.
Come on.
Running out of money now.
I want a sphinx head.
Come on.
Give me a sphinx head. 3 cents left.
Look, Frodo. An elephant.
Pizza guy's here.
I want to know something intimate. I want to know a story about
something about you. Just, you can't want to know about
Come
you.
Come on, man. Think. Tell me something. I need an insight.
I need an insight into the human condition. Terrence, you can give me it tonight.
I don't know what to tell you.
Okay. Just give me the banter. Give me the banter, man. I want the banter.
Come on, man. Play with me. Come on. You got
to share it. I need to go.
You got to go.
All right, Terrence, I need your full and abiding permission to play this on national radio. Do you care?
It's okay for me, yeah.
Oh, here we go. To me.
Good man, just so you know, this conversation is rolling.
Is what?
Is it rolling? All right, now, seriously. Seriously.
Oh, my God.
I played the easy ball and swigged out.
I just want to say that the levels were... I have no idea what the levels are doing right now.
All right, this is the plan. This will save the program. You ready?
I'm going to record the unconscious...
I just got to record me sleeping. It's that easy.
Oh, these levels are all over the place.
Pure gold. Every second of it. It's good to go.
What's on the telly?
The wheel keeps turning on the telly. That's in the Foxtel. All
right. Skippy. It sounds like it could be you. Beaming down from the satellite to you.
No, nothing. It's all Skippy.
Lifestyle.
It's Skippy. All Skippy. I don't know what's going on. Why is it all Skippy? Pushing the boundaries.
Pathetic.
It's 10:07 in the morning. I don't feel so good at all. Last night.
Need water.
My back hurts.
Need water.
I don't know what exactly happened last night. I've woken up and there's a whole bunch of bottles. And
I'm like a hunchback in Notre Dame right now
on the floor. I am in a desert of... I need to get some water. Something that is hurting. Like I got hit by a bus.
Sweet water.
I feel good.
cultural smush-smush was bucketing down. I was in the game, whether I liked it or not. It was just a question if I'd play my chips solid or weak, or skip it all and go for cheesels. Had the highway been moving beneath me, rather than I moving overland of it? Was this all passive, active, or density? I tangoed with the frango long enough. Centering myself was the only way I could compute it, as ego bully beef as that might be. Renew, re-old, not bold, just here now. By some curse, some blessing, this would have to be it, no matter how late to the party I was. Is there such a thing as Australian time? Punctuality is the drummer's livelihood, probably mine too. Turning up was an old pastime of mine.
Turn down the radio. Turn up the thoughts in your head.
The word of mouth reputation as a radio classic of legendary proportions.
We're a few ticks behind the motherland and the nuclear gods, but now we run on network time. The protocol is locked. Tick-tock, click-clack, front and back.
I can't breathe. I can't breathe.
I saw a thumb, and the hand-scrawled sign said,
Rangoon.
Trying to get back in the zone.
Back at it, are we, road warrior?
I'm in my car driving along. I can see the lights of Brisbane up ahead. Keep your hands on the steering wheel. Open your eyes. Wrestle the ripple.
I have been trying to get off this highway since I started.
Nice try.
I'm doing my best.
Let me just phony the dilettante hotline.
I will find Rangoon. Rangoon, Rangoon.
You don't have what it takes.
You would say that. What happens when I get there? What is it like? Who will I meet? Who will I see? What do I say? Who will I be when I get to Rangoon?
You don't have the grit.
Walk goon, talk goon.
You won't take the risk.
Tried everything.
G-U-T-L-E-double-S.
Surf's up, goonhead. Walk to the edge, then take one extra step. It's not dead yet, it's dying in front of me. What do I do? What do I do? I don't know what to do. They get it. Just sitting there and lying there. And I'm, yeah, I'm doing 120, so what?
Whoa, stand up, everybody.
Looking for whales. Cook it for blubber. Looking for whales.
Dead thing!
It's not moving, it's just got some sort of life left in it somehow, I don't know. Okay, I'm looking at the foot, I'm searching under the
over
for, and I'm looking at its right foot now. I can see what looks like a kind of round, circular, I think.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes.
We danced all night in the light of the Min Min. Eventually, we thought outside the box step. I couldn't get a bird in edgeways.
I stopped trying so hard.
Didn't matter. The crickets were deafening.
Yet all the night's magic seemed to whisper and hate. Yet all the summer light seems to shine in your blush. Can I just have one more dance with you, my love?
Cronulla is daring to dream about winning the NRL club's first premiership with it in the box seat to claim a top four spot. The win over Manly at Ramonda Stadium on Sunday will see the Sharks finish in the top four for the first time in 7 years. Fullback Michael Gordon admits the playing group is starting to think about a grand final berth.
You've been party to A Kangaroo Has Three Ears by Mike Williams, an homage to Russell Guy's radio classic What's Rangoon to You is Grafton to Me. PM presenter and news icon Mark Colvin was implicated as narrator. Co-pilot was Timothy Nicastri. The sound engineer was Mark Don. This program was supported by the ABC's Tony Barrell Fellowship, which was set up to commemorate the unique creative spirit of one of Australia's finest feature makers. Find links to Tony's work from the Soundproof website, where you can also stream the original Rangoon. abc.net.au/rn/soundproof. Where's your Rangoon? Tweet us at rn_cau. One more shout out to the Double J's hearing this simulcast.
Hi,